It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and I would encourage you at this time to get your Bible and turn it to the book of Judges. We are studying the history that is recorded in the Bible, particularly the Old Testament history, and we've come to this period of the Judges that we've been looking at for several of our class sessions. This is, by the way, class session 502 of this radio Bible school. If you've been a student in this school, you know a lot more about the Bible than you did before we started. And so that's the whole purpose here, is to teach the Bible. And in doing so, we're using an old Sunday school lessons that were written by E.A. Elam. And this happens to be for the Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday of February 24th, 1924. And as I said, we have been looking at this period of the Judges, and there are 15 judges. Now, what this is, Israel, this is the period that begins with Joshua turning the land of Israel over to the Israelites and stepping down as their leader, and probably when he died. But then it would extend into the time that Saul was anointed king by Samuel. And what would happen, Israel would turn away from the old law. God would bring in a nation to bring them into captivity. In that captivity, they would repent and return to the Lord and plead for his help. He would raise up a judge to deliver them away from their oppressors, and then they would serve the Lord for a time, but then they would fall back into their wicked ways. These occurred several places in Israel, and the lives of these judges overlapped, and so it's not like a sequential thing to read about these judges. But overall, there are 15, and 13 of them, their stories are told in the book of Judges. Some of them, we know very little about them, but others are a lot of story given, and they're some of the great stories of the Bible. We've already looked at the judge, the first judge, Othniel, and how he captured Hebron, and as a reward, Caleb gave him his daughter to be his wife. And then how that the king of Moab oppressed Israel, and Othniel defeated Cushan-Rishathaim and delivered the Judeans from the king of Moab. And the second judge we're talking about is a man named Ehud, and there is Ehud and Eglon. And Eglon was a very fat king. He was the oppressing them, and Ehud, he was left-handed. And so he hid his sword on the right side instead of on his left side, and he went in to Eglon and told him that he had a secret for him. And when the old fat king stood up, Ehud ran him in the stomach with his sword, and he was so fat that the fat closed in around the haft, and he couldn't pull his sword out. And the King James Version says the dirt came out. Well, he died there, and we'll read the rest of that story in just a moment. You're going to find that in Judges chapter 3, and we'll see how Ehud delivered Israel from Eglon. But before we do, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our services. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now, if all of the students will take their seats and give attention to the teacher, we'll continue on with our study. I will be reading to you now about Ehud and how he delivered Israel from the Moabites, beginning in Exodus chapter 3, or in the book of Judges, chapter 3, and verse 26. And Ehud escaped while they tarried, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped into Syria. And it came to pass, when he was come, that he blew a trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim. And the children of Israel went down with him from the hill country, and he before them. And he said unto them, Follow me, for Jehovah hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him, and took the fords of the Jordan against the Moabites, and suffered not a man to pass over. And they smote Moab at that time about 10,000 men, every lusty man, every man of valor, and there escaped not a man. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 40 years. Now the next judge we read about, we read the whole history of him in one verse. This is Judges chapter 3 and verse 31. His name is Shamgar. And Shamgar seems to be a judge that worked alone. We don't read about him leading an army. He reminds me very much of Samson, and that Samson as a judge would pretty much work alone himself, and also both of them against the Philistines. Here is the story of the judge Shamgar. Judges chapter 3 and verse 31. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who smote of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also saved Israel. An ox goad being a farming implement that would be used to spur oxen on the way. Makes me think Shamgar, he must have been a country boy. And he rose up against the Philistines and in his time slew 600 of them to save Israel from the Philistines. Now the next judge we read about is Deborah, the only female judge of the 15. And she did not act alone. When it came to leading the armies of Israel, the man that actually led the armies into the battle was Barak. But Deborah was at his side when he did so, at Barak's request. Let me read to you this story of Deborah and Barak. Judges chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. And the children of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah when Ehud was dead. And Jehovah sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain whose host was Sisera, who dwelt in Horsheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto Jehovah, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Judges chapter 4 and verse 4. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lappidoth, she judged Israel at that time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not Jehovah the God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw unto Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon. Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thy hand. And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for Jehovah will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali together to Kadesh, and there went up 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Judges chapter 4 and verse 11. Now Heber the Kenite had separated himself from the Kenites, even from the children of Hobah, the brother-in-law of Moses, and had pitched his tent as far as the oak of Zananiam, which is by Kadesh. And they told Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, was gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, Up, for this is the day which Jehovah hath delivered Sisera into thy hand. Is not Jehovah gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And Jehovah discomforted Sisera and all his chariots and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak. And Sisera alighted from his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host unto Harosheth of the Gentiles. And all the host of Sisera fell by the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Judges 4 and verse 17. Howbeit Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. For there was peace between Jabin and the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, Turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And he turned in unto her into the tent, and she covered him with a rug. And he said unto her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk, and gave him drink, and covered him. And he said unto her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doth come to inquire of thee, say, Is there any man here? That thou shalt say, No. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent pin, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, and smote the pin into his temples, and it pierced through to the ground, for he was in a deep sleep. So he swooned and died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and said, Come unto me, come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And he came unto her, and behold, Sisera lay dead, and the tent pin was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel, and the hand of the children of Israel prevailed more and more against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, the king of Canaan. What follows in Judges chapter 5 is called the Song of Deborah. And she is going to sing about this victory. We may not have time to read this whole song in this broadcast, but I can see we will not have time looking ahead. But I want to tell you about another little song that we sing about this. When the children gather together for vacation Bible school, sometimes the children will sing a song that goes like this. There once was a wise old king who had 10,000 men. He marched them up a hill, and then he marched them down again. And then we have the children stand up and says, Now when you're up, you're up. And they sit down and says, When you're down, you're down. And then we'll say, And when you're only halfway up, you're neither up nor down. Well, it sounds like a silly song for children. But the wise old king was really this story. It was Barak, the judge, that marched his 10,000 men up Mount Tabor, and then marched them down again to destroy Jabin and Sisera and the Canaanites. We'll read Deborah's song in our next class.